Castillo shrugged, meaning he didn't know. Duffy tried to bluff me, Castillo went on, to get back to your original question. He threatened to have me kicked out of the country within 24 hours unless I put myself and my assets under his command. He knew about the helicopters and, what did you call them? The shooters? Castillo nodded as he sipped his single malt. He didn't then, he explained. I told him this morning, after I called his bluff. He backed down. I don't think he would have backed down from his threat if the government, hell, even his boss in the Gendarmeria, knew about the massacre he's planning. Why did you tell him anything? Because I need his help in getting the helicopters up there around Asuncion where I can stage them and to find out where these people have Timmons. You trust him? Not very much. But as long as he thinks I'm on board to get his men back, and I'm willing to go along with his plan to shoot everybody in sight and let the Lord sort them out, I don't think he's going to cause me any problems. I left him with one of the A-team commanders who'll warn me if he's about to go out of control. What have you got against letting him do what he wants to do? I'm an army officer, Alec, for one thing, not the avenging hand of God. For another, if I let him do that, and this operation blows up in my face, they call that murder. Letting him do what he wants is the only chance you have to get away with this, friend Charlie. Unless you can get these people to let Timmons go. I've told you that that is not going to happen. These people are making a point. They can kidnap people. They're not going to turn this fellow loose because you threaten them. And if you just drop in and get him, leaving their men alive and their refining facility and warehouse full of drugs intact, they would have to send another message. On the other hand, if you, or this fellow, Duffy, leave bodies all over the terrain, to use your phrase, and blow up their warehouse and refinery, what do you think will happen? I think you're about to tell me. There's no way that could be kept a secret. The word will get out. Duffy's gendarmes will talk. More important, Duffy will want it to get out, to take credit. He got the people who killed and kidnapped his gendarmes. And that will leave the Argentine government with the choice of trying Duffy for murder or saying, "Congratulations, Comandante, for dealing so effectively with these criminals." It is to be regretted, of course, that so many of them died, but those who live by the sword, etc., etc. What about my involvement? Who's going to believe the United States government sent Delta Force shooters and helicopters to carry them down here to rescue one ordinary drug agent? I find that hard to believe myself, even coming from you, friend Charlie. Castillo looked at him with a sinking feeling in his stomach. All you have to do is get out of wherever they're holding your man as soon as you have him, Pevsner said. Then added, as if he had read Castillo's mind, "You know I'm right, friend Charlie." Castillo still didn't reply. "And Colonel Primakov is wise enough to take his losses. He's too smart to attempt retribution against what he will believe is the Argentine government. He'll lay low for a while, and then start up again. He may even call off the people he sent looking for you. After all, you'll no longer be here, will you?" "Shit," Castillo said. "What's next for you?" Pevsner asked, the question implying that a discussion had been held and a conclusion drawn. "I'm going to Asuncion in the morning," Castillo said, "to see what I can find out about who in the embassy ordered me whacked. And I want to see what I can find out about this scheme to seize cruise ships. There's something about it that smells." "Is there an expression in English to the effect that wise men leave sleeping dogs lie?" "That's really none of your business, is it, friend Charlie?" Castillo looked at him and thought, "And he's right about that, too." "No, It isn't any of my business. Neither, I suppose, is finding out who in the embassy wants me whacked. Unless, of course, they succeed before I can get out of here.